Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.
K8LBF, KB8RVP.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees.
I am the turtle.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees.
CNHGAD monitoring.
Okay.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.
WASFR radio check.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
WASFR radio check.
KFA BFO coming in, sounding really good.
That was KFA BFO, correct?
Yep, that was correct.
This is and monitoring.
KFA BFO, this is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. How copy?
KFA BFO, yes, we are on our way to Tawas. Had some rough roadage on Eastman, but we're in the clear.
Yeah, I know the stretch you're talking about. Yeah, I probably would have avoided that and gone over Wheeler all the way over to the road and then get on the highway. It's a little windy out right now.
Yeah, so far that was a smooth ride. I mean, we're in the back country until he hit 75, so camper is riding smooth, and yeah, we're making our way.
How did it hitch? Better or just as complicated as before?
Very smooth. Hitching, no problem.
I hope there's a little pitch down so it helps smooth the swaying motion, because you want your camper to pitch a little down and then you can tow it and it will probably not a sway as much. And by the way, I'm on my handheld in the front yard. This is Kilo 8 Papalima Mike talking to Kilo KB8 AF, K, oh my gosh, KF8 BFO.
Wow, are you sounding loud and clear with your handheld? Hey, by the way, did the club ever vote on the Central Michigan area thing?
Oh, not yet. The Midland Club just had people write submissions to the newsletter, and then they had also a meeting beginning of September for people to discuss their points of view, whether or not they want to join, whether or not they want to provide ownership over to CMEN, or whether or not they want to retain the repeater within the club. So, no vote has occurred yet.
Right on. I was just wondering if there was any updates. They just paved these new roads out in the country. We are riding very smooth.
What time did you take off?
Unfortunately, we probably left around 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right, yeah, just be warned. I mean, you may get some wind on 75. And so if you think it's too rough, get off and just take 7 Mile at parallel 75 all the way up and get off at Standish.
Okay, right now I don't see any wind in our direction headed east. So, but if it gets windy, yeah, we'll make the call when we have to.
By the way, did you charge the handheld? Is it going to be in the camper with you?
Yes, on both accounts.
Okay, and I might just give you a shout tomorrow morning. I'm not sure if I'll hear you, but you should be able to hear me.
Yeah, you really never know with Tawas, the signal, so... I'll send you a text if we want to at least get on my car radio. I'll probably have a better chance at contacting you.
Definitely your mobile will work. I'm not sure if a handheld will work or not. I bring my little 8-watt Baofeng. I don't know if it's truly 8 watts. And most of the time that actually works. Not a very strong signal, but the 50-watt mobile you have should work just fine if you want to get in the car. Back to you, KF8PFO. This is Kilo 8, Papalima Mike.
KF8PFO. Yeah, if I, get my car and point it in a direction, I usually can easily reach Guilford, so it shouldn't be a problem.
What you're doing is actually hitting satellite remote stations on the way up. I think they have a couple going up, and that's part of the state, so you're not really going to... You probably could hit Guilford if you're lucky, you skip over the lake, but you're probably hitting the remote sites, and that's all that matters. I tell you what, I will put the radio of a handheld on, And let me know how the trip's going. I don't want to talk to repeater. Tell the boys I said hi. We love them. Have a good trip. Just give us a shot a little bit. Let me know how things are going, okay? Especially, I really want to know how it unhitches since we sort of fix it. So that's most important to me over and above a safe trip. KFH BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
KFH BFO, yep, that sounds good. I'll let you know when we get closer and how it went. If you want to just, you know, we'll be on this channel the whole way, so I'll reach out if you need something.
Okay, I'll be on this frequency with you, and then I'll reach out a little bit later and call out to you later. So with that, I'll let you go, KF8 BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I am standing by and monitoring.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot.
Go ahead, Whiskey Foxtrot, and I didn't get the last couple letters of your call sign.
That is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, W-8-F-F-R. And I was listening to your guys' rag queue, and you mentioned you're on a handheld. How far are you from the repeater? Because you were coming in incredibly clear.
Well, I'm glad you hear that. Yeah, I'm on this little bow thing. I have I bought a different antenna for it, and I also have a little wire that sticks out about 19 inches to actually complete like a dipole on it. But I'm in Midland right now. So Guilford's probably about 11, 12, 15 miles away.
So you're going 15 miles on a handheld. Do you have the rubber duck, or do you have a special antenna for it? Because that is impressive. I can't get my AC to go that far.
So I bought another antenna, but I didn't really pay a lot for it, about like $29 for it. And then I mentioned I also have a wire that's 19 inches in the other direction. So I have an antenna and a wire. So it's basically a dipole configuration off the handheld. And a member of our club showed me it, and I went online, and it's actually quite popular, to be honest with you. There's a guy, I think, on YouTube who sells it with these little bow fangs, the wire portion, with a special round little connector that fits underneath the antenna. So, yeah, probably about 15 miles away. I'm glad to hear that. Where are you located?
I'm located right on the outskirts of Flint, over on the west side. So I'm about 6 miles away from the .38 repeater. And I'm on my handheld right now with a, if I can reach around to it, SRJ-770. Apparently I'm coming in clear, and I can stay in my living room. Repeater. And then it makes a difference.
Oh, by far. By far, yeah. You're coming in pretty good here in the Midland. I just didn't want to get on my base station. I didn't want to go down to my shack, turn on my base, just to talk to my son. Not that I didn't want to talk to my son, but I figured I'd just grab the handheld real quick and see how he's feeling. He's going camping, as you heard.
I also heard your weather conditions, and it's been windy down here in Flint, too. I was driving yesterday, and there's leaves blowing. I had to roll my windows up because everything was getting
in. Copy that. It's in Midland. It's been cloudy all day. The wind's starting to pick up. Temperature-wise, it's not bad, but it definitely looks like a fall day.
I didn't end up working. I work 10 hours. I'm like, can we have some cooler weather, please? Not about seeing faceplant in the middle of the field or something?
Well, yesterday, it actually rained here. We needed it, and things were starting to get really dry. So we got a nice downpour about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in that range, and it was well needed. But besides that, yeah, it looks like just a fall day here today, a little cooler weather. I'm not complaining. In fact, if you go camping, I'd actually prefer a cool night. But, hey, we'll see. And back to you. I think it's, what, M8XFFR, I recall?
It is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot.
After that, Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Radio. Boy, oh boy. Talk about botching the call sign. QA, Papa Lima Mike.
Yeah, I know. Everyone who's a non-friend of mine, when they my call sign as my license plate, they're like, wafer? Why do you have wafer? I'm like, no, that's not what it means.
I don't have a vanity license plate. I just never go around to it. I have a vanity call sign, which are my initials. Kilo A and the Papa Lima Mike are actually the initials of my name, which is easy for me. My own call sign. But back to you, Whiskey 8 FFR.
Yeah, the vanity plate only cost me $2. When I got my current vehicle, I applied for the vanity plate, and it was literally $2 for the plate. And it took about a couple weeks to get here, but, yeah. And I do have a license plate cover on it, but it's still readable. But I was surprised. I was expecting it to be like $20, $30, $40 for the vanity, and nope. It was.
I'm actually surprised by that. I thought it would be quite a bit more expensive than a normal plate. I don't remember what I paid just for the standard plate, but $2 more, that is reasonable. Maybe next time in my plate too, I'll do that.
Yeah, however, most of the time I don't got my radio on, and especially since my car is a stick shift, it can get kind of tricky. Talk on the radio and drive through city traffic at the same time.
That'd be kind of tough. Now, in Midland, when I get on the radio, I usually jump on the Guilford repeater. There's a lot more rags chewing, a lot more people to communicate with compared to the Midland repeater, which is kind of quiet at the moment. But so my son got his ticket about a year ago, I think that long. So we're always on the Guilford repeater, especially when camping or I go camping. The wide range coverage of that repeater is amazing, especially in your area, too. I recall there's a lot of link systems down there with Lansing, Flint, Saginaw, Mount Clemens. I know I'm missing a few, but there's probably good coverage for this repeater down in that area of the state.
Hey, firm. I'm on the Flint one right now. Lapeer is linked into it. I know Fenton has a repeater linked in, Guilford. There's a couple others I'm forgetting. I was just literally on the website earlier. And no, it's nice because it means this system is, there's usually somebody on the system. It covers a good chunk of, especially the populace. I think one of their repeaters out by land. You know, like I said, you're covering Flint, covering Lansing, Guilford, over by Burke's Run. He's always on, so it's pretty good coverage. And then before it got taken out by a storm, the Lapeer repeater, that basically covered most of the county. Get on. So this is WAFFR station ID.
Copy that. I know they just put one up in Mackinac City this year, so they got something up north. And as I mentioned, from Midland all the way up to Tawas, my son and I, on the Guilford repeater, we can communicate no problem. But I do believe they have a couple of remote stations all the way up 23 somewhere. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. I think they do a fantastic job. And like I said, just the coverage on the eastern part of the state is amazing. And, you know, I think they're eventually going to get pretty big. I know the W8IRA is pretty big on the western part of the state. I can get into it and Mount Pleasant from here. That's my link into that. So with Guilford and Mount Pleasant, I can cover the whole entire state. W8FFR, this is Kilo 8 for Paul Lima Mike.
like I said, I'm in Flint now. When I was in Lapeer County, I usually came in on the Lapeer repeater, and it was, and I did have to use an external antenna to get it. I couldn't get it on just a standard, like, well, the antenna you tune into the radio. But now in Flint, I can get the Flint repeater. But ever since the Lapeer one got hit by a tree and taken out, they actually got it temporarily moved to the north end of the county. No way I can hit it. I mean, it's almost up there with, like, the Scola and that area. So, really, the Flint one is the only one I can, because all I have is handheld.
I copy that. Now, I don't know. I got to find out. I think the Central Michigan Merchant Network, I think they have all-star these capabilities on, I thought, I could be wrong on most of their link repeater systems. And I'm not into All-Star, but I got to get into that a little bit more, because that sounds pretty exciting to me.
Yeah, I'm running Yates and any of those abilities, or even, what is Yates' equivalent? Well, I'm drawing a blank on what Yates is, but I've looked into that. I don't think my reels have that capability, so I'm pure analog right now, unless I use, like, Echolink.
Copy that. I mean, I have a Kenwood, and I have D-Star on the Kenwood, so I have D-Star capability. I think the Yaesu has a CF4. I do have DMR radio. I think I have an Anytone. Is that Anytone? I've never set up DMR. And I was told DMR and All-Star are the two, I was told, I have no data on this, are the two most popular digital modes out there right now for people to use. So I'd like to get into it a little bit more, especially in the fact that if I had an All-Star node at my house with a handheld, I could, you know, probably talk around the world.
Yeah, right now, focusing, like I said, I can hit the Flint repeater on a handheld, and I have a handheld I keep in my car, and then one handheld that I keep in my living room. So I really don't do much with 2 meters anymore. I've been putting all my effort on a 10-meter radio that I have, and I'm trying to get that set up, and get the antenna up for it, and because I just don't have the time to really go get my general, and I want to, but it's honestly very low on my priority list right now. So I'm trying to get my 10-meter setup going. I just got to get us a couple guys from the club to help me set the antenna up and figure out the best place for it.
I tell you, when 10 meters is open, you can stick a coat hanger outside your window and communicate with 10 meters. I mean, when it's open, you go. I'd love when 10 meters is open. I haven't done a lot of HF streamers, just been too busy. I was told it wasn't a very good active HF summer. So maybe hopefully the winter it'll peak up. But when they have the 10-meter QSO parties, when, the worldwide ones or the state ones, they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. You make a lot of contacts on 10 meters. And it's just a lot of fun. So I do love the band when it's open. My son is going to get on 10 meters. He's just like you. He's a tech with his recent ticket, and he wants to borrow one of my radios. We have a tower. We don't know what antenna to use yet, but he wants to get on 10 meters because, again, you can do that with a tech license and probably very similar to you, just has a lot of time to get his general. And by the way, if you do get the general, it's an easy test. It's an easy test, just like the tech. Couple, a little bit more math, not a lot. Mostly just rules and regulations and simple things. So, but you got to study for it. W8FFR, Kilo 8, Papalima Mike.
Sammy, when I took my tech license, they asked if I was general, just data, and I said, sure, I haven't studied for it, and I got half of them right. Which for not studying, that's actually pretty good. But if there's any other stations out there, if they want to comment, feel free to. This is WFFR.
W8FFR, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I tell you what, I'll let you go. I'll probably stay on monitoring the channel, but I'll get back in the house. And it was great talking to you. Have a good evening. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I am monitoring.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. This is with Jake. Fox.
7-3, it is good to chat with you.
And I'll probably catch you on the airway sometime here soon. So, 7-3, have a wonderful day. This is W-A-F-F-R.
73, have a good one.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees.
AFA,
TFO. AFA, TFO, this is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, how copy?
We are about 20 minutes from Tawa, from 23, smooth sailing. It's been a really pretty trip so far.
Copy that. No wind and no swaying motion on 75?
Nope, 75 was smooth sailing, no sway. Not much wind though, so we're ready just to get to the campsite and unload and relax.
Copy that. You didn't bring a kayak with you, did you?
Nope, no kayak for this trip.
Okay, copy that. All right, 20 minutes out. I appreciate that. Thanks for the update. Hopefully the boys ate something. You guys can have some fun tonight, make a fire, and enjoy the campfire ambiance.
Yeah, we have to make pasta in the camper for them when they get there. Dominic wants to already get his swim trunks on and go for a dip.
Now, for some reason, he thought it's going to be 90 degrees up in Tawa. He kept asking me that today. I'm like, meh, I don't think so, buddy. But you might just go walk on the beach. I don't know. It might be kind of cold to swim. But anyway, hey, it's up to you guys. Enjoy. Send me a text when you get there, especially if the thing unhitches easier, which I hope it does. But anyway, thanks for the update, KF8BFO. This is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
KF8BFO, yep. No worries. It's good chatting with you. I'll text you when we get here. KF8BFO monitoring.
Hey, 73, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly clear, 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees.
November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor. November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Lima. Try that again. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 60 degrees.